From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Monday there is no clear evidence that the shooter who carried out an attack Sunday at a gay nightclub in Florida was directed by an overseas terrorist group. The president said the suspected shooter, Omar Sadiki Mateen, represented homegrown extremism.
We're still looking at all the motivations of the killer, but it's a reminder that regardless of race, religion, faith, or sexual orientation, we're all Americans.
Mr. Obama made his remarks a day after 49 people were gunned down at the Pulse nightclub. Another 53 were wounded. Thousands of refugees are pouring out of the embattled city of Fallujah through a safe exit corridor secured by the Iraqi army. The army is trying to retake the city from the Islamic State group. According to the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Iraq, 3,300 people fled Monday, joining another 4,000 who escaped during the weekend. Thousands more are expected to make the journey in the coming days. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance will deploy 4 battalions to Poland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, countries that feel threatened by Russia. Speaking ahead of a meeting of alliance defense ministers beginning Tuesday in Brussels, Stoltenberg said the deployment sends a signal that NATO is ready to defend its allies.
We are constantly assessing how we can make sure that our presence in the Baltic region is the best possible presence.
He said the battalions will work on a rotational basis under orders of NATO commanders. This is VOA News. A public opinion poll done for London's Daily Telegraph newspaper says the campaign to get Britain out of the European Union is in the lead. A similar poll for the Times newspaper also has the so-called Brexit ahead. Both papers put the lead at 7 points. The referendum on the issue is scheduled for June 23rd. Meanwhile, Rupert Murdoch's Sun newspaper is calling for people to vote to leave the EU. A French police officer and his female companion were killed at their suburban Paris home when they were attacked by a knife-wielding man. An elite police unit responding to the incident killed the attacker. The AFP News Service is reporting that the man told police before he was killed that he had an allegiance to the Islamic State group. In her first speech since the Florida shooting attack, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton spoke to supporters in Cleveland, Ohio, laying out a multifaceted approach to combating terrorism.
The Orlando terrorist may be dead, but the virus that poisoned his mind remains very much alive. And we must attack it with clear eyes, steady hands, unwavering determination, and pride in our country and our values.
Meanwhile, presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump also addressed the Florida shootings, calling for controls on immigration from radicalized areas.
We cannot continue to allow thousands upon thousands of people to pour into our country, many of whom have the same thought process as this savage killer. Many of the principles of radical Islam are incompatible with Western values and institutions.
Trump is calling this a very dark moment in U.S. history. The United States continues to hold the title of the world's top weapons exporter, supplying almost $23 billion worth of weapons to other countries last year. In its annual Global Defense Trade Report released Sunday, IHS Jane's reports many of the countries buying U.S. arms are in the Middle East. A Qatari court Monday handed down a 1-year suspended sentence for adultery to a Dutch woman who was drugged and raped in a Doha nightclub. The 22-year-old woman, identified only as Laura, was on vacation at the time of the incident. When she reported the incident to Qatari police, she was arrested and has been in jail ever since. Officials say border skirmishes have resumed between the security forces of Pakistan and Afghanistan after a short-lived ceasefire on Monday. At least one person was killed, 18 wounded overnight in the fighting. About 200 Pakistani families have been forced to relocate to safer areas. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.